This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Taha Asim, again a question on the YouTube. Taha Asim, how much knowledge should a person have to give dawah to other non-Muslims? Even people who use Quran and Hadith. Taha Asim has asked the question, how much knowledge should a person have to do dawah to non-Muslims? Our beloved Prophet Muhammad said, it's a Hadith. In Sahih Bukhari, Balligu anni walau aya. Propagate even if you know one verse of Islam. So even if you know one verse of Islam, as long as you know it correctly, your job is to propagate it. If you as a Muslim know there's one God, you go and tell to your non-Muslim friend there's one God. They'll ask you, prove it. You don't know the answer. One God. You may not be able to prove, but the Prophet said, Balligu anni walau aya. Propagate even if you know one verse. So even if you know one verse about Islam, that there is one Allah, go and tell them. They will ask you, what proof you have? You don't know. You come and do your homework. I have given a talk on, is the Quran God's word? You read that. Now you know the answer. You go and tell him. Then you tell him that Prophet Muhammad is the last and final messenger. They'll ask you, what proof do you have? You don't know. Okay, that. You may come. If you don't know the answer, what do? You come back and do your homework. I've given a talk on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the various world religious scriptures. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Bible. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hindu scripture. You memorize it? Go and tell him. Now, you're master of two answers. Then three. Then four. So there is nothing like you should have a degree to propagate. As far as propagation of the deen is concerned, no degree is required. Yes. But, don't answer questions on fiqh until you're qualified. Or, so, while doing dawah, there is one God. You don't have to be a faqih. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to be a student of knowledge. There is one God. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you keep on doing more and more dawah, you start getting more knowledge. Then you become a student of knowledge. And you get a higher level. But please don't indulge in giving answers on fiqh. Because that's not... Unless you have done something of fiqh, you have done bachelor's or you have done a course on fiqh, and you can, and if you're a student of knowledge, what you can do, even if it's there, you read what the scholars have said, and you can repeat it. Like whatever I am saying, I don't consider myself to be a scholar, I consider myself to be a da'i. Yes, I've done courses on fiqh, etc., but I don't consider myself as a faqih. Yes, but what I do, I read the fatwas of the scholars, and I repeat it with reference. And this is permissible. As long as you have under umbrella a scholar and you're quoting a scholar, how I took the name of Ibn Baz and Sheikh Uthaymeen, the reliable scholars and what they say. So, because according to Islam, if a scholar says something, if he's right, he gets two sawab. If it's wrong, he gets one sawab. So, since I'm quoting a scholar and my niyyah is good, I'm quoting authentic scholars, I am protected. But I cannot give my own fatwas because I don't consider myself to be a faqih. I don't consider myself to be a scholar, I'm a da'i. Yes, after hearing the scholar, I may add some logical point to make it more palatable, because I'm a da'i, to make it more acceptable to the ummah, that's a different thing. For example, when those who are expert on riba, on Islamic economy, they'll give a lecture, but they may not be able to convince a layman or a common Muslim why it is haram. They may tell the reason, but they may not be able to convince. So we being da'is, we hear from the scholars of Islamic economy, and we use our logic, and we are able to convince thousands of people, alhamdulillah. But for a normal Muslim, through dawah, even if he knows one verse, he should do it. And more he starts doing dawah, you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you more and more knowledge. I was involved, I've done my, in terms of education, I finished my MBBS. While I was doing my medical studies, I met Sheikh Ahmed Didat. I was inspired by him. I started doing dawah mainly only with Christians first, then to other non-Muslims, then got specialized first in Christianity, in Judaism, then on atheism, then on Hindu, then slowly my knowledge kept on increasing. I was a stammerer. I had never thought I'd give a speech in front of the public. One day I went and it clicked, and that's how we started. So it's Allah's help. And then of course we met with various scholars, studied with them for days, for months, and we acquired alhamdulillah knowledge, but yet we are students of knowledge. I consider myself to be da'i, but every Muslim, he has no excuse. Even if he knows one verse about Islam, he should start and propagate it. And it's his duty. Because Allah says in the Quran in Surah Imran chapter 310, Kuntum khaira ummatin khijrat linnas. O ye Muslims, ye are the best of people evolved for mankind. Ta'miruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhuna 'anil munkar. Enjoin what is good and forbid what is wrong and believe in Allah. Allah is calling us khaira ummah, the best of people, because we are supposed to enjoin what is good and forbid what is wrong. If we do not enjoin what is good and if we do not forbid what is wrong, we are unfit to be called as Muslims. So every Muslim should enjoin what is good and forbid what is wrong. Hope that answers the question.